Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM.
When we get together.
Into the night,
I love
you say that every single time.
Damien Leith will have a brand new song called Superhuman. Drops in what, a few weeks?
First of September, that's when it officially comes out.
Yes, and not only does the song drop on that day, the music video that's going along with that song drops. It actually might be more popular than the song itself.
Well, by all accounts, you have taken this and you've run with it.
That's right. It's my pet project. I've been enlisting the help of you, Illawarra, because we are making an epic music video for Superhuman. And we're going to be announcing, actually, the two main stars of the music video later on this morning.
Oh, cool.
We've
had
lots of entries.
Cool.
Yeah, and, you know, I've done the vision board and everything like that, but I've got to say a big thank you to my Mr. Miyagi, Mick Jones, because he's been working with me and giving me advice on how to do a music video, because I've never done one before in my life.
No.
And he's done quite a few. He's been doing it for 20 years. He's done some for you, David.
Robbie Williams.
Yeah.
Kylie.
That's right. So, Mick, I took on board the whole thing with the vision board. I've got my vision. I've mapped it all out. Is there any other things I should be keeping an eye out for?
Yeah, absolutely. It's you know, there's always a few little pitfalls that you can avoid, or, you know, some tips to help it out. But, like, one thing is, like, a lot of things that turn up in music videos are, like, the party scene, whether it's a beach fire or a house party or something. Classic videos, a lot of them have parties in them.
Mm.
I was doing this on a video once for an artist that I won't name, but they had a lot of friends and they put the call out, let's get all the extras in for this party scene. We're filming at this mansion and there was a pool and it was going to be a pool party and music and everything like that. As the afternoon sort of wore on and we were getting all the extras started to arrive, and there must have been 50 to 70 people that just started rocking up with kegs of beer and cases of beer, and you sort of get the idea. I'm thinking, we didn't order these props. This is pretty good. But then started to realise that the kegs of beer weren't props. They were real, and these people were throwing a real party, and then the music video had to sort of film around it. And I would say, always with the party, the first half an hour is kind of civilised, but I would keep the drinks to be non-alcoholic and just pretend and tell everyone that it is just pretend. And I'd make that very clear, because when you've got to wrangle, you know, more than 50 people thinking they're actually at a party and try and get a music video done, that's pretty crazy.
That's a good tip. I'll try and keep myself off the drinks too.
Yes,
I do love a party.
Just be sneaking that little, just a little de-stress flask there for yourself, but don't have the kegs on tap. Another one, though, this is a tip, and this definitely didn't happen with Damien, but it did happen with more than one artist that I've worked with.
Jessica Mabry.
Where they forgot the words to their own song.
That is so common, because you do forget, because you're intimidated. The camera's suddenly on you, and then you have a mental blank. It just disappears.
It's like the build-up is there. Everyone's ready. You've got all the crew or the lighting or the extras or whatever, and it's rolled the camera. We're ready to go, and then it's like, forgot the words, need to take a moment, pull themselves up on Spotify and have a listen.
Damien,
the lyrics displayed.
We've got this beach house for hours. You better not do that. Go and learn the
don't
song.
Don't worry, don't worry. Hey, now, we've no animals in your vision, do we?
There could be, though.
Because, Mick, I remember when we were doing my video for Beautiful, we were in the park at nighttime. Now, we didn't have any animals. It wasn't part of the clip, but animals appeared. Because in that park at nighttime, rats run across in the background.
That's right.
There was somebody on Rat Watch while we were doing the video. There are rats all over Sydney, in particular that park.
these are the type of things you need to just... That's a good point, Damien. Check out the locations first for anything that could involve wildlife or, you know, things popping out of the woodwork. That's a good point. Yeah, I remember that.
Rats the size of dogs. Jade, you're getting some great advice here from Mick.
But I would say, look, keep the bar high. You know, got to shoot for the stars.
Okay. So that's what we're doing. We're going to make an awesome music video for Damien Leith. Learning from the best. You never know.
Wow, geez, little. She's getting a big head already. Oh, my
God.
He
told me to aim high. Well,
look out. Who's going to have the diva moments? I don't think it's going to be Damo.
Mr. Miyagi, Mick, thank you, thank you. A couple of minutes off 7 o'clock now. We will announce the lead roles later in the show, but
yes,
we still have the call out for extras.
Yeah, we're looking for about 50 people we need for this house party. It's next Thursday night. I'll even get it catered.
Whoa. Will you get it catered?
Well, I'll try.
All right. I've got 50 a week, but, people.
So if you're free next Thursday night and you want to be an extra in a music video, get onto wavefm.com.au or send us a message on Facebook or give us a call, whatever.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Damien and Jade's topic train. Topic train.
Yeah, look, Clarky in the newsroom at the moment. Trav's on the sick list. Topic train is where we toss around a few of the stories that our newsroom here have kind of kicked to the curb, but we think have a bit of mileage in them. Hey, this is quite disturbing. A confectionery giant has been forced to respond after lolly lovers have spotted their favourite treat has gone missing from Aussie shelves.
Oh.
One word, Starburst, gone.
Are they gone?
Really?
Gone.
That's a bloody disgrace.
So there's Starburst, like the square lollies and then also the snakes and that and the jelly beans.
That is good.
They're very flavourful.
Australian.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
Well, look, the US confectionery giant Mars Wrigley has had to confirm that our Starburst products are imported from Europe, and like many businesses at the moment, importing products from the overseas is really difficult and really, really tough coming off COVID and all the stuff that's happening in the Ukraine. But
They're not even trying, are they?
Come on. It's Starburst.
Yeah. They could make and they should make a return, but stock up if you can. It's going to be
a while.
I'll
be coming to eBay sometime soon. This sold at an exorbitant price.
This is up there with the lettuce scandal.
Oh, that's fine.
Question for you. You guys are on a bit of a health kick at the moment.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. You're going to what? Is it Steps.
Steps,
yeah.
Steps
Six weeks,
Harbour.
One week down, five to go. Who's counting?
If we had to go through your house for the benefit of this challenge and kind of kick something to the curb for at least a couple of months, what would it be?
Well, mine's going to be obvious and, you know, it would be getting rid of the alcohol in my house. Okay. And see, the problem I have is that my husband's a distiller. And so on our bookshelf, there aren't any books. It's all different types of whiskey and gin and vodka.
Yeah, but
so I'm surrounded. It's surrounded at every turn.
And you did have a couple of drinks on Sunday night, if I recall.
I did, because my brother's over from Perth.
You
and Mama Jude doesn't mind a little piccolo of pink nightly. Yeah. So it's just coming at me from all angles.
Yeah, no,
boys. I just need to go, I don't know, maybe I need to move out for the next 5 weeks.
Yeah, you could do that,
and
yeah.
And be a hermit and live in a cave.
Oh, the love cave.
Yeah.
Okay, well, for me, it would have to be I would say chocolate or something like that, because I'm missing lollies in a big way.
Yeah.
So actually, I suppose I'm going to go back on what I said about Starburst. Good riddance to Starburst for the next 6 weeks. And all lollies. Get rid of all the lollies for a while.
Willy Wonka, take them back.
Take it all back. That's all I miss.
WWE legend Virgil.
Okay.
I had a picture of Virgil in your mind. You remember Virgil?
Oh, yeah. No, I remember. He's big. Big guy.
Virgil claims that he's had relations with 1 million women.
1 million women? How is that even humanely possible?
Well, look, the 60-year-old, real name Michael Jones, during a podcast this week, has revealed $1 million.
Can you break that down? Like, how many would that need to be a day?
Is the number.
And say, put it over 40 years. So like, put it over 45 years.
365 days per year times, say, 50 years. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Okay.
10?
Let's just go. So a million. Look, it's a lot, guys. There's no way he's after doing this. Okay.
Well, one fan, if you've got a number, that one fan has kind of broken it out, doing the maths from say when he was say 20 to now, so 40 years.
Yeah.
WWE star, popular with the ladies.
Yeah.
They put it out at about 60 per day.
60 a day. Honestly, it would drop off. How can you do that? Like, he would die of a heart attack.
What you'd have to do is probably do 120 on one day, take a day off.
And then have a down day, a day of rest.
You know, so you'd have to do it like that.
That's ridiculous.
Okay, well, here we go. I'm calling BS.
What a lot of rubbish.
So I'm going to give you the chance right now. What's your BS brag? Could be about anything.
Oh, like what do you exaggerate about?
Yeah.
Well, I've got something, that, and I've mentioned it here on the radio a couple of times.
Yeah, how good looking you are.
No, that.
Oh, that's a BS brag.
That was just that was just me.
But you always say it all the time.
No, but that's not BS. That's
truth. Oh, sorry.
I catch a glimpse of myself and I'm caught by surprise. Yeah.
Okay, Dorian Gray, what is it?
No, you know what it is. I've said on many occasions that I had really long hair. Okay. There's a BS element to that. It wasn't that long. It actually just went to my shoulders. I've always said it went right down to that my elbows. I was not able to grow it that long.
You're a liar.
It got into knots, and then I went
cut
stuff,
it off.
I went stuff this crap. But in my mind, it went down to my elbow.
It was
so
amazing.
It's a BS story.
You're like Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah. BS brag for
it. I constantly brag about the thousands of emails that I need to reply to every day. I'm like, oh, it's been so long. I just replied to about 30 emails.
Yeah, because you're so popular.
I know. Most of it's spam. Oh. And then I know that I'm full of it when I look at my current count of emails unread, and it's 20,393.
Which is you're replying to no one.
No one.
Literally no one.
So, yes.
Liar.
It is a liar. I've got the inbox to prove it.
Yeah, there we go.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
When is it all right to lie to a child? That's a very big question, isn't it?
It is a big question. And there's a few occasions.
There's a few occasions.
Yeah.
When it's for their own good, I suppose, is one of them. When you think it's for their own good.
Or if they ask, is there any chocolate left? And it's like 8:30 at night and they need to go to bed. That might be a moment where you say, no, sorry, darling, there's none left.
Oh, that's just deceiving.
Especially when you've got your eye on that last piece yourself.
That's right. Exactly.
Shame on you. My goodness. Okay. Yesterday, I brought my daughter Kiki to gymnastics, and it's great. I do it every single week. It's kind of a bonding thing for us. We go to the gymnastics. I sit there. I freeze my ass off. I don't watch it for 2 hours.
Yeah. It's what a great bonding experience.
And we're bonding from a distance.
Yeah, that's
kind of what's actually happening. So we don't talk. We don't actually interact at all. But I'm there.
You're there supporting her. And the thing is, she would love it. And she looks around and you're watching and you're clapping and supporting her in her sporting endeavours.
Well, that is right. But the thing about it is 2 hours is quite a long time.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Do you take work?
Sometimes I take work, take my laptop. Sometimes I try to occupy myself. I'll talk to people as well, which is something I don't like.
No, you don't like socializing at all. That must be the longest 2 hours of your week.
It can be a long 2 hours. And the thing about it is when you're watching your kids doing stuff, and we've all been in this situation, you're watching your kids doing sport, occasionally you get distracted and you look away.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you look away. And 2 hours is a long time. Anyway, yesterday, I thought I was watching the whole time. I really thought. I know I had a couple of conversations with people that were roaming around. I thought I was watching. Got into the car with Kiki afterwards and she says, did you see it? And I went, yeah, what?
It was great.
What are you referring to, darling?
There were so many good things in that 2 hours. It's hard to pinpoint just one.
Yeah, I saw a lot of really amazing things. She said, when I did my front somersault or my front flip.
Yeah.
You know, on the ground. And I kind of scanned over the 2 hours and realised I missed it.
Oh, so this was the moment, hey? What did you do?
Well, I said, yes, I did. And she said, how did you think I landed?
Oh, no.
And I went, yeah, pretty good. And she said, oh, but I fell. And I went, no, but you found your way back onto your feet. And then Kiki pulled me up. She says, Dad, did you see it?
She could tell you were floundering. You were falling all over the place.
So then I said, actually, Kiki, if I'm being totally honest, I didn't see it. And she says, but Dad, it was the best moment of my life.
Oh, no!
So then I said, I was only joking. I did see it.
Oh, my God! You backflipped on the backflip. Or the forward flip, as the case may be.
So now we're in a weird situation. I don't know where I sit.
You've lied, and then you admitted that you lied, and then you lied again to cover up your lie.
I think we call that a web of lies.
That is a web of lies. No, you were in there.
Look, somewhere in there, the truth lies.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
I've got a little proud moment I'd like to share with you.
Go on. All right.
When you have kids, right, as a parent, we all have those proud moments. You know, they get a merit award at school and they have to get up and you give them a big clap. Yeah. Maybe they become first in the swimming race.
Yeah.
Well, Lulu's just done something that's impressed me quite a bit.
Little Lulu. How old is Lulu?
So Lulu's 8, nearly 9.
Okay, yeah.
Most of you know that Lulu has Down syndrome.
Yeah.
And so when she was diagnosed, they say, oh, we don't know what level it is. It's a broad spectrum. She may talk, she may never talk.
Mm.
She may be independent, she may never be independent. The good thing is she's tracking well, she's talking well, and that's why the thing that she's just done has impressed me all the more.
Ah, okay.
All right, because in our household, as in most households, you're not allowed to swear.
Yeah.
Okay? You know, no swear words.
That's right.
The kids in our household know what big swear words are. Usually, you know, the ones starting with F.
They've heard them.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
For cupcakes, we've tried to replace it with for cupcakes.
And I love that.
But Lulu, she doesn't mind dropping a swear word. And so I have to keep pulling her up. I'm like, you can't swear, sweetie. That is not a nice word to say.
Right.
Say for cupcakes. Or she'll drop the swear word and then she'll say biscuits afterwards because that's what Bluey says to try and cover it up. And I said, that doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
You're still saying the swear word.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't say the swear word and then erase it with a fake swear word. Yeah. You still got the swear word coming out of your mouth. Anyway, she just started doing a new thing, which I'm impressed by. So she dropped something yesterday and I saw her mouthing something and she was like,
oh.
And I was like, and she goes, nothing. And I said, did you just swear? And she goes, no, I no swear.
Oh.
No noise came out.
Oh, I love this.
So her hack is now that she will say the swear word, but she'll like whisper it or she'll mouth it so that you can't actually hear the swear word.
She found a loophole. Oh, like, I love this.
She found a swearing hack. I'd stand back and go, well,
bravo.
Bravo.
It is a bravo situation. Take a bow.
Yeah, so she not only did she figure out a hack, she's using it in context. So all these things are proud moments. I mean, you obviously don't want your kids to swear, but she's got a way around it. She's not technically not verbalising any swear words. So who am I to stop her?
It's all legit. All right, only people who lip read are going to be offended.
Well, that's right.
Other than that, everyone else is fine. In the world.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, no, I love that. Can I give you a recommendation?
Oh, okay.
Because,
yes.
I mean, swearing is a problem in families and it is something that you got to combat. What we normally do is we will take the kids in the car and we'll drive them to a remote place.
Yeah.
No, we won't just drop them off.
And say, find your way home.
So long, suckers. No.
You're not a stray cat.
No. We get out of the car and we say, all right, you've got exactly 1 minute to swear at the top of your lungs, okay? You can shout any swear word you want to the wilderness. And I tell you what, what a relief. Even for an adult. Do you know how good it feels?
Yeah.
When you go swimming, you just... it's like a machine gun verbalizing.
Cathartic.
It's an amazing thing. The kids love it. Some of the kids get a taste for it.
You know, and they last a lot more than a minute.
Yeah, and some of them do kind of come away with it. But for the most part, I think it's a really cool thing.
Can you get, like, fined for that or...?
For swearing in public.
Wait, hang on.
Oh.
Yeah, it turns out you can.
What can you get fined? No, you can't.
Yeah, it's $660.
Ah, come on.
So that's $3,300 for the Leaf family.
Come on. If no one hears you swearing in the woods, did you ever swear?
That's exactly right. It's cheaper than therapy anyway.
Come on.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.